On the ground, we see stalks of corn, but from the air, we see a patchwork quilt of farmland. It's all in the perspective. In the race of life, we can't see what lies ahead. No crystal ball can reveal what tomorrow holds. Like Job, we must learn to place our trust in the one who holds the future, the one who is painting the great picture we will one day be able to see. From the Moody Church in Chicago, this is Running to Win with Dr. Erwin Lutzer, whose clear teaching helps us make it across the finish line. Today, Dr. Lutzer continues his series, God, Why Me?, as he concludes, When God Comes, a message from the whirlwind. Job is discovering that only God can weave the threads of our lives into a tapestry.
I'm told that in a museum, there was a guide who used to take the people that would come, and he would show them on one floor as they looked up a tangled mess of threads and yarn, different colors, different shapes, no configuration that made sense at all, no pattern. And he would ask them what they think they were looking at, and nobody, of course, knew, except that it looked like something that was done perhaps by school children. And then he would take them up the stairs, and they would look at the same event, the same thing, except from the top, and they noticed that really it was a very beautiful tapestry. All kinds of different threads, all kinds of different patterns, color configurations that dazzled the eye. Now, that's the way it is in this life. You see, we look at events and we see this tangled mess, and we say, God, the mess is tangled, and we expect you to show us the beautiful tapestry. Where is the design? And you know what God says? He says, I'm not going to show you the design. You can look at those tangled webs, but I want you to know that you can trust me that there is a design, even though it is hidden from your eyes. You cannot figure it out. Just before we came onto the platform, Pastor Bastian told me that at the conference that they attended, there was a man who had to leave because he received word from his wife that his four-month-old baby son died of crib death. Now, you try to figure that out. Make sense out of it. Tell me what God's purpose was. Show me the design. Show me how this event is going to have all those good repercussions. If you think you know, show me. The answer is, we don't know. We don't know. Oh, we see a little bit of the pattern, but we don't see the design, do we? Now, here's the question. How do we bridge this gap between ourselves as probing, intellectual, questioning human beings and a God out there who is wholly other, a God whose design and pattern we are not permitted to see? We see only on this side of eternity. We can't look at it from up there, from heaven, where it's going to look all different. How do we bridge the gap? The answer is, of course, faith. Now, here's the thing. When I told you last week that Job was going to finally have a guest appearance by God, many of you probably thought to yourselves, you know, when God appears, finally the mystery is going to be solved, the answer is going to be given, God is going to show Job all of these things that are going to happen as a result of his faithfulness, there's going to be a whole host of various things that will take place, it will be as if Job triggered dominoes that are going to have all of these wonderful effects in his family and throughout all of eternity. That's what we expect. And some of you possibly came today hoping to hear that. Well, I want you to know, God says nothing about that. Nothing at all. He does not give us the answer that we would seek. He does not give us the answer that we think God owes us. What then is the purpose of it all? What is the bottom line at the end of the day? There is a purpose in it all, obviously. But the purpose is not that we might understand the hidden designs. The purpose is that we might simply trust the designer. And that's it. What God was saying to Job is, Job, if I can do all the things that you can't do, and if I know all the mysteries that are hidden from your eyes, and if I am bigger, and if I am better, and if I am more holy, why don't you simply trust that I know what I am doing, and that I can take you, and I can humble you, and I can raise someone else up, and even though to you it makes no sense, it is a tangled set of threads, why don't you trust me that on the other side there is a beautiful, exquisite, perfect design? Just trust me. And that is the bottom line of God's coming. When I was about 3 or 4 years old, out on the farm, I remember night we used to go with lanterns. Now, some of you don't know that I'm that old, but actually it's because it was in a part of the country where modern technology did not come. I'm much younger than that might suggest. But at the age of 3 or 4, I would follow my father, who had a lantern. And you know, these old lanterns made only a very limited amount of light, actually just enough for your feet, and that was about all. And all that I had to do was to simply stay behind my dad, and I was okay. Now, one of the things I noticed about those lanterns was this, that they never gave us enough light to see where the road went. They only gave us enough light to know where the road was. That's all. But following this lantern, the lantern wouldn't say that there's a ditch up ahead or the path veers off over here. The lantern didn't do that. All that the lantern did was say, you have enough light now for the next step. But where the road led was hid from us. Now, as a 3 or 4 year old boy, I was not concerned about that at all, because all that I had to do was to follow my father, and I believed that he knew where the road went, even if the light did not shine on it. Bottom line, God doesn't tell us where the road leads, does he? We don't know what is going to happen tomorrow. He does not tell us what the design is. He doesn't say, now here's the pattern, here's what I'm taking you through, and this is the way it's going to end up. It so happens that Job ends up with a wonderful family and children all over again, but there are all kinds of people whose life story does not end up this way. They die young of cancer or accidents or silly fluke accidents. And God says, the place where the road leads and the sense that you are trying to make out of this is hidden from you. But what I expect of you is something that you can do. You can't probe my wisdom. You can't talk about things that are too wonderful for you because they're beyond you. I'm not expecting you to figure that out. I am expecting you to walk close to me and to believe me. And it is not important that we know the purpose of God as long as we stay close to the person of God. And God says, stay close and believe that it will make sense someday when you look at the tapestry from the other side. And the best way for us to be able to accept tragedy is not to become hard-hearted, not to be able to say, oh God, if you're that kind of a God, I don't want to have anything to do with you, like some people do. Bless them, because they are bitter, they've been hurt. But that's non-productive. The best things to say is, Father, it does not make sense. It does not add up at all, and I am not going to try to figure it out, but neither will I charge you with foolishness. I will lay my hand upon my mouth. I've spoken too much already. Oh, I've heard of thee by the hearing of the ear, but now mine eye sees thee, and I repent in dust and in ashes. There was a woman who was bitter at God because her son was killed. She said angrily to her pastor, where was your God when my son was killed? To which he replied, he was in the same place where he was when his son was killed. And in the New Testament, we have the revelation of God in Christ, and God reveals himself, and God says, through Jesus Christ, you can be reconciled, you can be cleansed, you can be forgiven, and even though you cannot see the future, and even though you cannot see where the path goes, you can be confident that you know the guide. You know the guide, and at the end of the day, it is that matters, that you know who is leading you. And so I ask you today, do you know Jesus Christ as your Savior, which is the only thing, because Jesus said, if you honor me, you honor the Father. And he says, no man comes to the Father except by me. You are separated from God, and even though God may have a plan for you, it will be a very harsh, obscure plan that will end in damnation if you do not know Christ as Savior. There's a whole other set of plans that God has for us. It says in the Bible, I know your ways, said Jeremiah, that the plans that you have for me are good and not evil, to give me a plan and a hope. And God has those sets of plans for those who stay close to him through Christ. And that's why the best answer to the problem of suffering and evil is for me to point you to a Savior that reconciles you to a holy God. And then, though we cannot, I think there's a song that even says this, though we cannot trust at times his hand, because we do not understand his hand, we do trust his heart. And we say, Father, I repent in dust and ashes. You be God, I'll be man, and I will believe you no matter what. And you know what happens when we get to that point? God pours grace into our souls, and our hearts are refreshed, even though specific questions remain unanswered. And if you will, let us pray. Father, there are people who are listening to this message, both here as well as on the radio, who are experiencing a great deal of tragedy and heartache. Some are terribly lonely because you have left some as widows and widowers. And then there are those with children who are sick, or children who have followed a wrong path, or all kinds of injustices have been experienced. And Father, they're asking why. We thank you that you believe it's okay for us to ask why. But we also know that any answer we get is going to be incomplete. And we pray that in these moments you might help us to understand that through Jesus Christ we can get to know you. We can get to know the God who is the Creator. And then we can trust you in all these other areas that are so mysterious. Grant that, Lord, we pray.
Well, this is Pastor Lutzer, and you know the scripture does say that today we see through a glass darkly, but the day is coming when we are going to see finally face to face. I personally believe that in eternity we will receive an answer that we've not received in time as we live here on this earth. Answers about questions that plague us. Why this? Why that? What was your purpose? I believe that God is going to make it very, very clear to us. But until that time, as I mentioned in the message, it is so important that we continue to believe and to trust. Today, my friend, give your anxieties, your concerns to God. Keep believing, keep trusting, and he will honor you, because without faith it is impossible to please him. And at the end of this broadcast, you're going to be given information as to how you can receive this series of messages. Thank you so much for your support, for your love, and for your prayers. And I hope that today goes especially well. You have a good day, all day.
Erwin Lutzer has now concluded When God Comes, another message in his series, God, Why Me? Tomorrow, don't miss the last message in this series from Job. Join us for The Purpose of It All. Running to Win comes to you from the Moody Church in Chicago. This 8-part series can be yours on CD as our thank you when you give a gift of any amount to support Running to Win. Just call us at 1-800-215-5001. That's 1-800-215-5001. Ask about God, Why Me? When you call. Online, go to offerrtw.com. That's offerrtw, all one word, .com. Or write to Running to Win at Box 11174, Chicago, Illinois, 60611. This is Dave McAllister. Join us for tomorrow's Running to Win.